It's very much a local concert when the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra hits the stage of the School for Creative and Performing Arts on March 3rd. The program is called Queen City Conductors Composers, mostly some modern pieces from the 20th century, and there's also a new piece, a world premiere on the program. We have its composer, Frank Proto, here, and the work's solo performer, sax player, Rick Van Mater. Thank you both for being here.
Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about this brand new music, and let's start with the man who wrote it, Frank Proto. What's the genesis of that work? Like, who made the first phone call to whom?
I don't actually remember, but Rick and I have worked together for years in various contexts. Knowing his playing and the freedom that I have, because he's comfortable in just about any style, I thought, let's do a project together. Let's do something. And we talked about it, and he was into it. And the rest is history.
So you actually had Rick in mind when you wrote to work?
Oh, yes. Whenever I write a solo piece, a concerto of some kind, it's usually for, well, it's not usually, but it's always for a specific player to begin with. After the piece is played once or twice or a few times, then it's out in the wild, and anyone is welcome to try.
What are the qualities of his playing that inspired you, and what qualities are highlighted in this composition?
We're of similar mind in many ways. Both of us have grown up with both jazz and classical music, not just superficially, but really as part of our overall being. And my music is usually filled with both sides of the fence. It's difficult sometimes to find somebody who's really great with, say, the classical side to be comfortable with the jazz and vice versa. In Rick's case, he's comfortable on both sides. He's got great technique and plays the instrument very well. On the jazz side, he's very creative. I can say to him, here's a few notes, do something with them. We're of like mind.
I forgot to mention, too, the name of the work is Concerto for Saxophone and Chamber Orchestra. It's a commission by the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. Rick Van Mater is the soloist for this. And let me ask, did you have any say in the composition? Did Frank Proto come to you and maybe ask for, what can I do with this? Did you have any input?
Sure, we talked about it. And although I trust Frank so much, I don't even want to give too much input because I know that he should be left alone to do his normal crazy maniac kind of super creative writing. In fact, when you asked him before, what are my qualities, I thought he was going to say that I'm crazy in the same way that he is. So that's, like he said, we both appreciate taking chances and improvisation. So it's, I just don't know any composer out there anywhere near Frank's kind of concept. And of course, that sounds like a cliche. I mean, every composer supposedly is unique, but in his case, it's really so true, the way he combines everything from beautiful lyrical classical to avant-garde harmonies, and then the whole jazz improvisation thing we were talking about. It's unbelievable.
Now, when you're playing a brand new piece like this, and you've got the composer around, I mean, it's got to be different. Alexander Glazunov and Malcolm Arnold both wrote concertos for saxophone, but they're not around to watch you play it. What is it like to have the composer right there with you?
Perhaps a double-sided coin there. And in one way, it does put a little pressure on you. I certainly want to live up to what Frank has in mind. So that's maybe a little bit hanging over me. But on the other hand, the great part of it is that no one else has done it for me to be compared with, and I'm making up things as I go along. And the improvisation part of it, there's long sections with the orchestra and also by myself as cadenza, where it's pretty much up to me to, in a sense, spontaneously compose.
When you're playing or a new piece of music is being performed, I remember years ago there was an Elliot Carter premiere. It got played, and critics were saying, no, it was played badly. And I'm thinking, how can you compare it to anything? There's nothing to go with that. How are you with critics on new music?
That's a long discussion. And critics can be helpful. They can be terrible. They can be vindictive. They can be anything. They could also be human. And most of them are human. This business of a new piece, it's never been played. Like you say, there's nothing to compare it to. today, if somebody plays a Glazunov concerto, there's a history. The piece has a history. It's been played many times. It's been recorded. We never think about after the first performance, immediately after the first performance of any piece, the composer is going to take a look at it. If he doesn't, he should, and say, okay, what did I like? What do I want to change? And invariably, there will be changes. I mean, that's how I work, and I think most composers do that. There are a few that will take a piece, write it, and say, that's it, put it down, move on to the next one. I'm done with it. But you do want to make changes. As far as back to the critics, being able to tell if something is badly played is possible. Depends on the style, though. It depends on what the composer's intention was. That's where we get into some trouble with this mixing the jazz and the classical, because there are very few critics out there. There are some, but very few, that are comfortable with both ends. They'll never admit it. Never in a million years.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the hardest question I can here, and both of you can maybe help out with this. Can you give us a little bit of a description of the work? I mean, so far we know there's elements of classical and jazz. That's a pretty nebulous area we're talking about.
If audience members go in with too many expectations, perhaps that's not so good, and it might be better if they just keep an open mind. And I think any great music is going to have a lot of surprises in it, even if it doesn't have anything to do with improvisation or jazz. Just the best classical music will kind of try to throw you for a loop here and there. So if they want to hear anything having to do with beautiful melodies and sensitive orchestrations, but if they also want to hear crazy, wild improvisation where I'm honking on a low note or screaming out a super high note, or if they want to hear rhythms that are really part of the jazz tradition or something even a little funky, or almost 12-tone-like classical things. It's really all in there. That's what makes Frank so amazing as a composer.
For this concert, I mean, here you are. It's a bunch of composers and conductors with connections to Cincinnati. Igor Stravinsky, one of his pieces, the Dances Concertante, will be in there. We have Leopold Stokowski, who used to be a music director for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, his Reverie for Strings. And then there's someone I never heard of before, Eugene Esai, has a piece in there as well. So you have all these pieces of a certain time period, in fact, actually except for the Esai, but they're all 20th century. Here we are, brand new 21st century piece. Again, that's got to have some weight on it, being brand new in this first piece. In the rehearsals, is it different? You know, you have Misha Santora conducting the orchestra used to older pieces. Is it different in rehearsing something brand new?
It will be different because the music is new to everybody in the room, including me. I mean, I've heard it in my head, but I've made synthesized performances of it just to see what it would sound like, but they're very rough. It's not what the piece is. Also, when we talk about the jazz part, I should say the improvising part, because not all of the improvising is in a jazz context. There are some very different ways of doing this, and I don't want to give this away. I really don't. It's like I don't want to provide any spoilers here. But for me, I would like each time the piece is played for the performance to be truly different. In the classical world, when we say each performance is different, yes, it is different, but the notes are the same. But here, in many spots in this piece, the notes are different because they're being improvised, they're being provided on the spot. And by the way, it's not only Rick doing the saxophone, doing the improvising. There are some beep, beep, not allowed to give it away. People doing improvising.
Okay. These will be members of the orchestra?
Yes.
Okay. So this will be heard on March 3rd. It's a Sunday afternoon at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. It's a brand new piece, Concerto for Saxophone and Chamber Orchestra from Frank Proto. Frank, thank you for being
here.
Excuse
me one second.
Yes, sir.
Concerto number 2.
Oh, okay. Number 2.
Yes. Because there is another concerto.
Okay, this is the second one.
Yes.
And Rick Van Meter is the soloist, and thank you for being here, both of you. The concert's called Queen City Conductors Composers, the SECO led by Misha Santora. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.